We're back at Dodger Stadium. Rick Monday, after a late night flight home from New York, you had a day yesterday to recuperate, and I could see you're fresh and ready.
Hey, it goes part and parcel. Dodgers knew what time they're going to get back in. I think most guys turned off the lights probably Monday morning between 4 and 4:30 in the morning. Yeah. It goes part and parcel again. So a full day's rest. You know, you start to look at this. I was thinking today about the schedule. And the Dodgers have a lot of things going their way. First of all, they're guaranteed a postseason play. It's only the beginning of another trip, hopefully the World Series. But if you start to look at how the schedule maps out, an off day yesterday, Thursday would be an off day. So you really have an opportunity, and then Monday is going to be an off day as well. So if we look at Justin Turner trying to come back from the ankle injury, that's three extra days that he gets where there's no activity and really no impulse for him to say, hey, look, I want to get back on the field. It also gives the starting rotation a couple of extra days that they can move people back without having games on the schedule. So it works out really, really well, because I was thinking back in spring training, if you look at the back end of the schedule, if the Dodgers were in the hunt and have to fight like they did a year ago, who was going to win the Western Division, the schedule would have been in their favor. Not necessarily because of the teams they were playing, because the Padres figured they're going to be a better team. You figured the Giants would be a better team than what they have done so far this season. But the schedule has worked out from a rest situation.
Yeah, and I guess it's so abnormal to clinch the division so early in September. Not a lot of people understand or have seen this strategy from another team before.
Yeah, and there's we talked about it, I think, last week. People said, well, clinched it too soon. They're not going to be able to do this and do that. Well, I'll put one argument on the floor against that thought. And I recognize it. And believe me, Dave Roberts understands it. The front office understands it. And the players understand what it takes to play in postseason play. I go back to 1981, Dave. Remember, that was a strike-shortened season where there was an interruption of about 5 weeks in that area. So the Dodgers were declared the first half winner. And they knew the second half, although it was abbreviated, they knew they did not have to win the second half. So it was even, theoretically, even an earlier clinch than what the Dodgers have this year.
That's a great point. And that team in 1981 was a veteran team. Yeah. Do you feel like some of you guys protected certain injuries that may not have been as apparent to others?
It may have been. It may have been also that everybody kind of had a chance to stay fresher, mm-hmm. if you will. The other part, too, is this Dodger ball club, I don't take them for granted at all, because this is a ball club that has, as Tommy Lasorda says, they've tasted the fruits of victory over the last 2 years going to the World Series. But unfortunately, the bill came due is that they did not have the 11th victory. And only one team is going to win 11 in postseason. They will be the world champion. So this Dodger ball club, I think, is driven. They know when to keep their foot on the accelerator. And this is a ball club, I think, from this point on, they'll probably have it right to the floorboard.
Yeah, I would say so. And one good sign for the Dodgers is Kenley Jansen has found the feel of his cutter.
Yeah, and a couple of very good back-to-back outings that he had. And you start to look at the velocity also. And not necessarily the last outing that he had. That was just the other day in New York where he worked in the eighth inning. But if you look at the previous outing to that, he got up in velocity that we have not seen him reach that velocity in about a year.
Yeah, that was very encouraging, and I know it put some of his concerns to the side.
Well, I think more so than just the velocity, and we become enamored with what it says on the scoreboard. Oh, my goodness, it was 93. It was 94. Some guys come in, oh, my goodness, it's 100 miles an hour. What's the placement of the pitch? Because at this level, as many guys that throw hard, if you're not throwing the ball to the corner, if you don't have command of the strike zone, you're going to be bloodied and bruised by the time the game is over if you throw the ball down the middle of the plate.
Yeah, and you've hit your spots again today, Rick. Congratulations.
Yeah, I landed in the wrong spot. You found me.
Tim, we'll send it back to you.